This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Lindsay Grogin. Today, we're talking with Cape Girardeau Mayor Harry Rediger on the improvements plan for the Capahal baseball field after the announcement was made in January that the city would be joining a collegiate baseball league next summer. Hello, Mr. Rediger.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So for a little backstory, could you tell us more about joining the Prospect League and how that came about?
Well, we've been working on this project for almost a year. The Prospect League is a collegiate wood bat summer baseball league. They operate from June 1 through about August 10th. So during the summer months, they play a 60-game schedule. Currently, they are 10 teams. They stretch from Missouri on the west, clear back through Pennsylvania and West Virginia on the east. They are expanding to 12 teams next year, which we are one, and then they're eventually going to be expanded to 16 teams. They play the summer schedule. Those are college freshmen, sophomore, and juniors that are honing their skills and want to play summer ball in addition to their collegiate ball. And also, they want to get noticed by scouts. So a lot of the major league scouts frequent these games, and that's where they find their signees for pro ball and eventually major league ball. So we're very excited to now get Cape Girardeau on the national stage of collegiate baseball. These players will come from all over the nation.
What does joining the Prospect League lead to, you think, for Cape? We're growing already. Do you think this will bring more tourism?
It will, because there are going to be a lot of parents that follow these kids. There'll be scouts that'll be here, and a lot of people that come for these games from the other parts of the country, as I had mentioned. A lot of them will see Cape Girardeau for the first time, so it'll be some immediate economic impact to us through a hotel, restaurant, and shopping, but they'll get exposed to Cape Girardeau, and who knows, find some that like Cape Girardeau and move here. So we're very excited about the ultimate potential of this baseball league.
What everyone wants to hear about, what are we going to see pop up at Capahal Field?
Well, we've got architects working on this now. I think it's going to probably be phased, but the grandstand as we see it now will be turned into an improved grandstand. We'll have chair back seats. There'll be a plaza of some sort as you approach the back of Capahal, which there's nothing much there now, but it'll be a plaza. I can envision some flagpoles. There'll be on one side, there'll be a concessions. On the other side, there'll be new restrooms and an entry into the park. The park will be fenced because there will be admission charge for these games. I might say that Southeast and the Legion and others can choose themselves whether they want to charge admission or let people in free. We're going to plan on the first base side where a lot of people have watched Capahal's and Southeast games, standing in chairs and back of trucks, etc. We're planning a series of tables, so we'll kind of have a party cove along the first base side. The third base side, we're looking at locker rooms, already have funded a indoor batting cage, and new lights are necessary at this point at Capahal, so we'll have all new lighting. Cherry Hill, as it is out in center field, will stay as it is, and more upgrades with bleachers above and down the third base line, a home run deck maybe out in the right field. We're very excited about the Prospect League. You'll hear more. We're going to have the public help name the team, so you'll hear more as the months go on this year.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time today.
Okay. You bet.
We've been going public with Cape Girardeau Mayor Harry Rediger on the future of Capahal Park. To hear more of our conversation, visit krcu.org.